U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez got a chilly reception from some members of the House Judiciary Committee today from both parties. He was on Capitol Hill for a Justice Department oversight hearing. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The number one topic today was warrantless domestic surveillance, the president's program to tap phone calls in the U.S. without seeking a judge's permission. Even the Republican Judiciary Committee chairman, Wisconsin's James Sensenbrenner, accused Gonzalez of stonewalling.
Mr. Attorney General, how can we discharge our oversight responsibilities if every time we ask a pointed question, we're told that the answer is classified? If we were to properly determine whether or not the program was legal and fund it, because that's Congress's responsibility, we need to have answers, and we're not getting them.
Or as another representative put it, Congress is not simply a potted plant. Gonzalez reiterated that he believes the program is legal, and he emphasized that this program only involves phone calls with one end overseas. In the last few months, many people have asked Gonzalez whether the president can authorize purely domestic wiretaps without a warrant. His answer has always been that that's outside the scope of this program. Today, for the first time, the attorney general suggested that perhaps the president does have the legal authority to tap phone calls with both parties in the United States. Gonzalez said, according to the Supreme Court, when Congress authorized the president to use military force against terrorists, it authorized any activities that are fundamentally incident to waging war. So, he said,
if the conversation is one that's domestic and involving conversations relating to al-Qaeda or affiliates of al-Qaeda, then you have to ask the question, is the electronic surveillance of that kind of communication, is that something that's fundamentally incident to waging war?
Gonzalez told the committee that he would not rule out purely domestic surveillance. Some legal scholars have wondered whether that legal rationale might also lead the president to authorize warrantless searches of mail or property. Congressman John Conyers of Michigan expressed the sentiments of many of the committee's Democrats.
Some of us see an executive branch that has placed itself in the constitutionally untenable position of prosecutor, judge, and jury. We see an executive that has cast aside the principle of separation of powers, the very bedrock on which our nation was built.
Gonzalez took issue with that description.
I do not think we are thumbing our nose at the Congress or at the courts with respect to the terrorist surveillance program.
The attorney general also dangled a tantalizing hint today. He was asked about high-level conflicts within the Department of Justice over the legality of the warrantless surveillance program. Gonzalez said,
the disagreements that have been the subject of newspaper stories did not relate to the program that the president disclosed to the public in his radio address in December of 2005. It related to something else.
As to what that something else might be, Gonzalez said, I can't get into that. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.